How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty, I'm on. All right, we're on live tonight, right? Okay, am I? Am I live? Yes, I am. He tells me I'm live. All right, anyway, that's good, as opposed to something else, right? That's right. Well, here we are on a Monday night, Tuesday night, whatever it is, Wednesday night. I don't even know. I've lost track. Tuesday? Okay. All right. Thank you. It's Tuesday night following the Memorial Day holiday. And, well, I hope that you had a very good one, a good holiday, and that you survived all of the machinations and all of the, get-togethers and so forth. And now it's right back down to business, as we say. And, boy, there is a lot of business to take care of. Today, me and Scott Smith did our three TV shows that we taped at one time locally for my public access broadcast. And we did use the DVD twice that John Clark and his group, Americans for Immigration Control, have produced on America, Rule of Law, or Anarchy. And they were three great programs. We tied it all together. We tied in the fact that we have a border situation that is out of control, virtually no borders, and Mr. Bush has helped that process along, helped to destabilize the border, to take it apart, act as if it's not there. Essentially, it isn't there at all anymore. We have the trucks coming in. We have the NAFTA superhighway being created, North American Union. We have all of these things that George Bush is working toward. He's working to create this this regional state, this end of America, the end of American sovereignty. And, of course, just today, as you know, he made his pitch once again for the North American Union, the ratification of the bill in Congress, the passage of the amnesty bill for illegals, undocumented, as he calls them. And we expect him to keep doing that as Congress comes back. And we hope that you will continue to keep calling the Congress, calling your senators, and giving them an earful, as they say. This is the defining issue in America today, is the fact that we are being destroyed from within as well as from without. So, with that in mind, we have an open forum tonight, and we'll be discussing these things and much more as we go along. excuse me. It's that time of year, you know. Pollen is in the air, ladies and gentlemen, and it is heavy. It's heavy up here where I am, so don't mind me. But we will take calls tonight at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 with plenty of time to talk about these issues. And there's much that I'd like to talk about. I might even mention the 100th birthday today, this week rather, of John Wayne, actor John Wayne. And the accomplishments that he was responsible for in the film industry, and much more. Stay with me. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, as I return in just 3 minutes with the program. Stay with me.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Yes, indeed. We're not headed to war in Iran either. That's for sure, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 800-313-9443. We already have a few people lined up to talk to us, so go to the phones in a moment or so. You know, a number of things that I could talk about, really, that I've got on my mind, so to speak. And before I do that, let me mention that we are in the middle of the pledge drive here at RBN. Once again, we are asking for your support. Now it's summertime, coming on summertime. Things are getting slow. People are not contributing as much at this time. Understandable. Things definitely fall off. People get busy. They're trying to take a little breather, get away, and have a little vacation or so, if they can, and they can afford to do so. And, of course, that's all understood. At the same time, if you can spare anything to help RBN on a regular basis, pledge rather than just a one-time thing, although that's welcome, too. But if you wish to pledge a monthly amount of whatever it is, whatever the amount is, $10, $5, $20, $50, whatever it is, you can do that. And you can join us on the webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can go right to the website and see for yourself the donations box. And you can click on and follow the path to the money, as they say. And you can make a donation, contribution. You can do it through a number of ways, credit card, PayPal, personal donation. Or you can call during the day, weekdays at 800-724-2719. But here you know, this is about it right here. This is about the last refuge, alternative real talk radio. When you look at what's out there and you hear it, it's so disgusting to even turn the radio on today, in this day and age, when we have our nation literally being ripped apart, and you hear the radio hosts, local and national, talking about American Idol and things of that sort. You know that it's the fall of the empire when you hear that. You know that's what they were doing 2,000 years ago. They were talking on their talk radio stations, yes, they were, talking about the Roman Colosseum and the games. And that's what they were doing while Rome was literally on fire, burning. So we don't want to do that. And we continue to do what we need to do here at RBN, all of the hosts who are here. We are, I believe, giving our best. And we are not bought and paid for. I come to these microphones totally and completely independent. And I speak my mind. I speak the truth. I tell it the way I want it. I want you to know it as it is. Not necessarily maybe what you want to hear, but what I'd like to hear and what I like to believe is true. And I may be wrong on something. I never said I was perfect. That's not the issue. But the one thing that is important is that we are able to get into the issues that no one else will touch. And these issues cut to the core of America, of our values, of our land, of our people. So, having said that, let me go right to the phones now and start off with David in Massachusetts. Hello, David.
How are you? Well, okay. Good to talk to you. I'm surprised I'm on so quickly.
Well, yeah, we're getting right to the beginning of the list here. So you're first, Dave.
Okay, now look at your program has done a wonderful job, and I stress that you should do something on the following subject. It would be very good for the people. There's virtually nothing said about it when it happened, going back in the early 1990s, when I believe I got the right name here, the former president of Mexico, De Madrid, deposited somewhere around $350 million, if not more, into a bank account in Geneva, Switzerland.
Mm.
He was charged with theft in the Mexican government. They couldn't convict him.
Mm-hmm.
According, he never was convicted, if I can remember it. And if I remember it also, virtually, I don't know if anything was hardly ever covered in the everyday press of America. They don't want people to know about this. Almost nothing was covered about this massive theft of money.
Where did you read all about it?
Well, I heard about this back in the early 1990s on the Canadian Broadcasting Company, the shortwave radio.
Yeah.
And nothing was ever brought up again. It was just keep quiet. Another thing they've kept quiet about Mexico. I've mentioned this on your program before, and it should be mentioned time and time again, that Mexico has a lot of poverty people in it, but the government is immensely wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They have huge sums of money, hundreds of billions taken in from the Pemex, the Petroleum Mexico, which is a government-owned consortium which sells the natural gas and the petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the top 10, 11 producers of petroleum in the world.
Yes.
The government of Mexico is very, very wealthy. Although they got a lot of poverty people in the country, they're claiming 40% of the people of Mexico live in poverty. But the government itself is immensely wealthy and huge sums of money. I'm sure over the years it amounts to close to $1 trillion if you went back 35 and 40, 50 years. $1 trillion has been stolen out of Pemex by the corrupt officials of that country.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And if it weren't a fact of that, if it weren't that kind of a figure, why are all these poverty people coming here? They should have jobs for those people with the immense income that Mexico has from Pemex. Instead, they're shipping their unwanted population here. I've said that for years. I've said it for six, seven years. And most of them, I'm sorry to say this, It's a you know, a stain on this country. But most of those poverty-stricken people from Mexico and Central America are being hired by small and medium business in this country, because the government wants to do favors for small and medium business by giving them these people at very, very low wages. Big business is taking some, but big business is more involved with things like promoting NAFTA, the big, huge, monster, degenerate highway that's going to come out of, what is it, Mexico and cut Texas by a third?
Mm-hmm. Right through the United States.
That's right. So if people think that it's a threat to Texas this year, but not to them, wait a few years down the road, and you'll be next on the list. That's the
yes.
way you've got to look at that highway. And the government of Mexico, here's another thing. There
yes.
are some people that are very misinformed. The United States, it is true, committed an act of aggression when President Polk supported the annexation. He annexed Texas back around, what was it, 1845 or something, 1846.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the United States won that war, there's several things that certain people don't want you to know. Number one, it is in the books, of course, if you look for it. When the United States, under Zachary Taylor, occupied Mexico City, there was a group of Mexican businessmen who came forward and wanted Taylor to become president of the country.
Yeah.
And
yes, that's right.
He wouldn't take it because he said, well, I'm a United States citizen. I'm a general of the army. I've got to stay, you know, American. And another thing, the United States paid Mexico an indemnity. I think I'm going to remember this right off the top of my mind. It might have been around $20 million, $25 million, which in today's world would be worth $25 billion. So for a conquered country, Mexico was treated, you know, not too bad by this country. Fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States, by taking all these unwanted people from Mexico, is taking the pressure off the rich and the super rich of that country, because we're taking the burden off their shoulders.
Yes.
So that they don't have to provide jobs for their people. They've got money that they could have national health care for all these poverty-stricken people, and they wouldn't be coming here. So our government is not doing best by the United States of America, our Congress and our president. And we should look to things like the fact that I believe that President Bush's wife is partly Mexican descent. She's a little bit Mexican descent there. So you never know what the wives, what kind of influence they have behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think the organizations have more influence than the wives. The CFR types have much more control than his wife does, or his mother, for that matter.
But isn't it odd when you mention people like Bilderberg and the CFR? These organizations are almost never mentioned in the everyday press.
They can't be, because many of the people that write and work for the press are also members of the same organizations, and they can't reveal anything that takes place.
So if it weren't for some of these, we call them out-of-style papers like the former Spotlight, American Free Press. There's been others before them in the 50s that mentioned some of these things. If it weren't for hearing of that, nobody, hardly anyone would ever know that they existed. It would be some kind of a secret.
Well, that's been the problem until the rise of the Internet now. And we've never, really, when you go back to the 30s and even then, media were controlled. You didn't have television then, and you had radio, newspapers that were heavily controlled by the same people, and they took off anyone that they could who was a threat to them, like Father Coughlin, people like that who were active on the air and were beginning to make an impact, turning things against the globalist, internationalist Zionists at the time, you see?
Well,
they had to be driven off the air because you cannot continue to pigeonhole the public unless you control the media from one end to the other.
When Coughlin became highly critical of Roosevelt's administration,
yes,
I have read or heard from someone who read this. I didn't read it directly, but he said that the Vatican was told in uncertain terms by Roosevelt's administration, if you don't get him off the radio, we won't recognize a fraternal emissary. They didn't have any official recognition then.
Yeah,
but
well,
they wouldn't recognized.
That is tantamount to what happened, because he did threaten them, no question, and he got what he wanted. The Vatican moved against Father Coughlin with Roosevelt, no question about it. Yeah. All right, Dave, we thank you for your call. Good to hear from you.
Okay, good.
Try to follow up on these subjects as well. We'll be right back with Henry next.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, round up the boys.
Okay, the boys are here and the girls as well. I'm Rick Adams, and just taking a look at the list of winners and losers and other curiosities, as they say. In the publication, The Washington Report for Middle East Affairs, and they list Election Watch, going back to the cycle, the 2006 cycle, pro-Israel PACs, political action committees, winners, losers, and other curiosities. And it talks about the top 10 2006 and career recipients of pro-Israel PAC funds. And it's been compiled by Janet McMahon, whom I've spoken with. In fact, I may have had her on the program once. And they talk about in the House of Representatives who have received a tremendous amount of support from the Israeli lobby. And they are Mark Kirk, Shelley Berkeley, Eric Cantor, of course, Republican from Virginia, Steny Hoyer, of course, and Mr. Elliot Engel, okay? I wonder why, huh? Chet Edwards from Texas. Then we have in the Senate, we have Joseph Lieberman At the top of the list is the war hawk for Israel on Iraq. Bill Nelson from Florida, John Kyle from Arizona, and Menendez, of course. We have him as well. And we have Rick Santorum in the last election when he was in the Senate. And Mike DeWine from Ohio, right there at the top. Now we have Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island. We noted that he replaced Link Chafee, the Republican, and he received three times the amount of Political Action Committee contributions than did Mr. The fellow that ran against him in the primary, and all of a sudden his name escapes me. You don't even want to think of him. He's so much of a demagogue. The former mayor of Cranston, and of course he ran against Link Chafee in the primary, and he received something on the order of $10,000. In Political Action Committee money, which, as you know, there's a limit to how much they can give per organization. So in any event, Mr. Sheldon Whitehouse, the new Democratic senator from Rhode Island, had received an enormous amount of support from the Israel lobby once the coast was clear to get rid of Link Chafee, because Link Chafee was not a rubber stamp for the Israel lobby. And so looking at the increase in not only direct power over the United States Congress now that Israel exerts, but also let's, you know, take a look at the numbers in the Senate, who are Jews, who are pro-Israel Jews. Not all of them, but virtually all have been. There have been a few that are not walking in lockstep, but virtually all of them have. They've increased their numbers, and that is very interesting. If you care to read more, you can certainly subscribe to or read much more from the publication, The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. The fellow that challenged Chafee in the primary was Laffey, Stephen Laffey, actually, was his name. We were all laughing when he was defeated in the primary race. Unfortunately, he weakened Mr. Chafee significantly, and Sheldon Whitehouse in Rhode Island was able to pull it off in the general election. So, much to the dismay of some people. So, I'm going to go right back to the phones right now and take more calls. Henry from Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that was fascinating, just listening to what you were just saying. I could just sit there and just listen. You mentioned a person on, especially in your area of the woods. I thought that was really fascinating. You mentioned a person named Whitehouse. Now, that's another name that some Jews have borrowed, although originally it was English, that name House, because it's a new house, which is And I presume White House could be.
I used to call them outhouse, but
not all houses are, but some names with that name House, sometimes they do use that. And you mentioned somebody named Cantor.
Yes, Cantor. Yep.
Yeah, right. That's
from
Virginia. That word means the Jewish singer.
Right.
And that's Jewish, whether it's K-A-N or C-A-N.
C-A-N-T-O-R.
Yeah, either way, or K-A-N, yeah.
Right.
Now, you mentioned Lieberman. Now, he's getting the most of all the senators all over the country.
He's at the top of the list of their supporters. And,
of course, he has
been, a mouthpiece for just about every Israeli policy,
particularly
the Likud of the Israeli government, war hawk, you see.
I can't believe how stupid the people in Connecticut were, in my state. You talk about the people in your state. The people over here, because... You know, that's the rare that a person, an incumbent, loses the primary. And he was beaten. That was true. He was beaten the crap out of during the primary.
Yes.
By Lamont. Now, I know Lamont's with the Pilgrim Society and so on. But there was another Green Party candidate. By the way, he got radio coverage over here. He was running for senator also. Now, they got, rather than even picking Lamont or even picking the candidate I vote for, they got to pick the worst of the worst.
Hang on. We'll take a quick break, Henry,
right,
and we'll be right back to you and our other callers right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we're back with Henry. Henry, you're still with me.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to move quickly so you can take another call. Okay,
that's fine.
No, I know. I'll move quickly because you probably got a lot of calls. If somebody wants to call about what I'm about to say, they can have freedom to call in. You mentioned borders before, and you said we have no borders.
Mm-hmm.
The borders are just wide open. We have no borders.
Absolutely.
Except for one instance. You see, if you come from Helsinki, Finland, or if you look like, let's say, Kimberly, the tennis player who sort of took over Steffi Graf's position, Kimberly Clijsters, it's spelled with K-J-E something. Or if you come from England, or if you come from Germany, or Munster, or Germany, or from Norway, or Sweden, or Switzerland, or, I guess anywhere except from possibly if you're a Jewish Russian mafia, then you're going to find out real fast, very quickly, how we really do have borders. You'll have to have a visa. You'll have to get a lottery card even to migrate or come here at all.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you stay just one stinking day or or whatever, over your visa,
yes,
you would get arrested, you would get deported, and everything else. So, see, we do have borders. It depends on where they come from.
That's a very, very, very good point, yes.
Yeah, that's very true. See, especially from Italy, if you're from, but especially North and Central Europe, then we have borders, and we have to have visas and everything else, and you have to hit the lottery card, and you're getting ready from Ireland, too, to come in here. But see, if you're coming from the Third World or Latin America,
yes,
or even Samoans from Africa, they only
yes,
have a toilet,
absolutely.
Then there is no borders.
No, there is a deliberate plan to bring in really a Third World nationhood here into America, and we, as a result, are being reduced to a third world status in terms of living, in terms of neighborhood culture clash, and that's something no one wants to talk about, but it's the reality. The culture war, as it were, is a real war. There is a culture war between those subcultural degenerates and what used to be defined as American culture. So now that we are being brought down to the mud, if you will, to the mire, of uncivilized barbarian behavior, and you know what I'm talking about. I've mentioned some of the things that they do and have been seen doing in the streets of Los Angeles and so forth. Now you can begin to understand why people are becoming very annoyed at the fact that we can't recover from this if we continue to go down this path. We're not going to recover or turn from it. We're going to be sunk into the mire and mud of total and complete destruction of our culture.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to sit there and press. I noticed that let's see, we had English, German, Irish, and stuff here. The country was named after an Italian, Fascisti, or whatever. I forgot what the name is.
Yeah.
But yet,
Maritano,
I don't hear German,
and so forth.
I don't hear English, Irish, but I have to press two to hear English, and that Spanish is everywhere. Okay, nice talking to you. I'll let you go. You take another call. Bye.
Okay, Henry. That was quick. All right, we'll do that in a moment, but you're right. And now there's, I think it was Lindsay Williams who sent me an email not too many weeks ago. Press 1 if you want to speak in English. Unheard of. Unheard of. And it is part of the desensitization of our nation. Language is definitely the key to unification and universality in the American psyche, if you will. No matter where you go, I mean, you're confronted today with people who are speaking different languages, and invariably, it's the Latino Spanish language. If not, it is Hmong or Laotian or Chinese or what have you, depending on where you are. But it is not English that is being spoken in many cases, too many cases. And you'll notice that down at the post offices. You'll notice it at the markets, the stores, and so forth. And that is not diversity. That is not diversity. If you want to call it diversity. That is total and complete anarchy. That's what it represents, anarchy. It represents a balkanization of our nation, our civilization. Divide and conquer. That's the strategy. And when people like Henry Kissinger were busy selling Vietnam down the river of no return, of course, they knew what they were doing. They knew that as a result, we would be obligated and obliged to bring in all of the refugees of communism from Southeast Asia. All of them that could possibly be brought into the American nationhood. We would bring them in. Now we have gangs. We have wars. We have their, quote, culture here within us. And we can't choose anymore. We can't discriminate. There's no such thing as the superiority of the American culture. There is no such thing as a Christian nation anymore. We are a diversity nation now. And this has been brought about. People think it's wonderful. Until they get mugged, until they get knifed, until they get run over, until they get shot, and then all of a sudden, reality sets in. Meanwhile, they've destroyed the nation by doing this. They've taken us down that path to cultural suicide. And no nation can continue to exist that goes down that path. It must give way to a new world order. And that's where George Bush and company have come in, and they will fit the bill. They will bring us the new world order. No more America. No more United States of America. No more states. Now it's the Amero, not the Americas. Now it's the North American Union, not these United States. And slowly but surely, our vocabulary is beginning to change to reflect that, right? There's no doubt about it. No doubt about that, my friend. The question is North America to replace our American Republic? Howard Phillips asked that question, and of course he answered the question. Yes, in fact, that is exactly what has been proposed for these United States. The North American Future 2025 project was headed up by Mexican staff member Armand B. Pechard Svedoup, who released a report in late April detailing the work of the study group and its proposals to create a highly bureaucratic European Union-style North American superstate that would be able to compete economically and militarily with India and China for control over trade and resources. In the summary, pressured Svedrup informs the backers of the North American Union project that, quote, the results of the study will enable policymakers to make sound, strategic, long-range policy decisions about North America with an emphasis on regional integration. See, this Aesopian language needs to be swept aside. You know what that means, and I know what it means. It means dissolve the American Constitution, dissolve the states, dissolve their sovereignty, so that there is no nationhood anymore. Integration of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is their avowed goal, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. Now, the Congress of the United States is to be put on notice as to the future American integration that will be presented in the September 2007 session to the executive and legislative branch of the three governments of North America, the three national governments. The report will be produced in the three official languages, English, Spanish, and French, as part of an effective dissemination strategy aimed at maximizing the policy impact of the report. Among the various discussion groups assembled at various roundtables, one includes government officials from Mexico, the United States, and Canada, who will examine where North America and global regions currently stand in their key sectors like trade, demographics, here we go, infrastructure, natural resources, that means energy and water, and science and technology. So I'm just beginning to get wound up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm beginning to tell you what you already know, most of you, but need to be told over and over and over again. That's why every day Bush is demanding that the Congress just approve of this amnesty legislation in Congress. Quite frankly, I don't even know why he's even wasting his time. First of all, if Congress will give the American people the shaft, as it were, whether we like it or not, unless we really throw the heat on them, and that means the heavy guns. But secondly, George Bush doesn't really care what Congress does. George Bush says he'll do whatever the heck he wants to be doing, whatever he feels is fit to do. That's what George will do. Am I right or am I wrong? You know that I'm right. You know that I'm right. Amen? Can I hear you say amen, Manny? All right. Can you say that in Mexican? No, you better not either. All right. Well, you get the drift, right, ladies and gentlemen? You understand. I'm right. I'm right, and George Bush is wrong. That's why he's president, and I'm not. Okay? That's the whole reason. Now you know why. Liars figure, and figures lie, and they lie in Washington, in the White House. That's right. Bill Clinton was not to be outdone. Or was he? So this we're talking about coalition here, this group that is determined to bring about this North American Union is basically bypassing the Congress anyway. Liberalization of trade and immigration, all of this is planned. And you remember that Robert Pastor said right from the beginning, along with Chertoff, Homeland Security, and company, they said, hey, it's going to involve demographics, the movement of people across the border. We have to have this movement across the border. Do you realize that if we seal the border and we only let in those who are qualified to come in and those who come in legally, do you realize that would be an absolute thorn in the side of the New World Order? That would be a train wreck for us, for the globalists. We can't allow that. We can't have slave labor made goods coming into the United States by the billions. That would be unthinkable. Meanwhile, mommy and daddy, brother and sister, are watching the ball games, having a time of their lives. The summer is upon us. They're enjoying themselves, enjoying the hot weather, enjoying all of the beaches and fun, not even realizing that their fate is sealed. Their day is doomed. They won't have too many more summers. They won't have too many more ball games to enjoy before gasoline hits $6 and $7 a gallon, and the cost of living rises even that much further without realizing what's planned for them. Okay, let me get back to the phones. I'm sorry to be so long-winded. We've got, Frank in Louisiana is next. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, good evening, Rick.
Yes.
How are you doing? I thought what you just said was right on the money. You know, this is a literal invasion of our country by forces that have literally been led by the Reconquista movement. And the U.S. Congress, which Article 1, Section 1 says all legislative power is given to them. And they're going to rubber stamp Reconquista. That's what they're doing. You know, the whole thing was set up, and the reason it has to pass is because, you see, once they rubber stamp Reconquista, you see, they can justify the May, they can justify the National ID Act, and I know how these traitors think. They're going to say, well, you see, we all have to have an ID because we just passed an important immigration bill, and we have to know who's coming in here, when that was a total lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all that's going to do is completely eradicate the Fourth Amendment, so they'll really be able to, with all their spy cameras, they're really going to be able to check you out now. And the next step after that is when you pull a dollar bill out of your pocket, it's not going to have an American president with the United States written on it. You totally are seeing the plan being filled, and it couldn't have been done without the help of these confused Americans, drunk and decadent. And, you know, you hear about these stories of these so-called sanctuary cities that, mm-hmm. that hate their own Americans so much and love the – have been so indoctrinated by the Marxist International, which the bankers have always pushed. Because, you see, they want the governments to get control of the people. And once the government gets control of the people, they put us in the U.N., well, who has control of them? Well, the central banks, the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, has control of them. This whole pattern you see falls perfectly in line.
Yes.
And Americans,
that's true.
Americans who see themselves as so intelligent, I've never seen a people that's so stupid that have so much access to the truth. Because mm-hmm. over the centuries, you haven't had the type of shortwave radio or internet that can really books, of course, not books from Manhattan,
yes.
you know,
We are blessed with an abundance of real news and information, and yet, unfortunately, only a small group of Americans, the thinking Americans, are really availing themselves of that opportunity.
Well, you know, the whole thing about it, when you call your the Congress turncoat, you have to tell them, well, first of all, what you're doing is this very law is not even pursuant to the statutes that are already on the books. It's not even pursuant to the Constitution that says you have to protect us against invasion, which has openly been admitted by these enemies of the United States that they're going to reconquer us. And third of all, it's not pursuant to your oath. And when you put it to them in those terms, you might at least catch their attention. Not that it's going to do anything, but you have to point out to them that you, in fact, are a liar and you're usurping our form of governance. And when you put it to them and you tell these sanctuary mayors and all that, well, if you're not going to follow the law, then certainly any laws that you write, I as a free sovereign man or woman, I don't have to follow that either. And when you just tell them that and walk away and say, we are mounting our forces against those who have betrayed us.
Absolutely. You put the nail right on the head. Absolutely true what you just said, Frank.
God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yes, we'll be right back with more calls just ahead. 800-313-9443. RBN, don't forget the pledge drive right here.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
We continue now, 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, yes, don't forget RBN's pledge drive. I mentioned it the beginning of the last hour because, as I said, we are descending upon the summer here, and it always helps to know there are people who truly value the information that RBN brings you, and the fact that we are a group of talk show hosts here that will do what no other network really dares to try on this scale. And we come from different and sometimes diverse points of view in areas, but are basically from the same philosophy of non-interventionism, nationalism, Americanism, America first rather than last, the New World Order last rather than first. And that's why it's important to keep the money coming into RBN so we can pay the bills, the shortwave bills, and continue to pay for the time that we have to contract for. And it is expensive. There's no question about it. So just think of RBN. Think of what you might be able to do if you can. And if you can't, we understand that, obviously. But those who can should. And the prayers mean more than anything because they really get the job done. The money will come when the prayers come. Believe me, mountains are being moved. So do what you can and come to the website. Come to republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, enough said about that. Now, I don't want to push it too heavily, just enough to remind you, and that's enough. Okay, now let's go back to the phones. Ira in New Jersey. Hello, Ira.
How you doing, Rick?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I'm
yes.
Switching gears a little bit. I've been listening a while. I agree with everything you're saying here about immigration and the New World Order push towards North American Union. One of their bigger pushers, so to speak, running for Republican nomination, Rudy Giuliani. This is switching gears a little bit, but not that much.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
In, a few weeks ago in Texas campaigning, he was confronted by some 9/11 truthers, and he stated he knew the towers, one, particularly 1 and 2, would be coming down. Now, you may be aware he conveyed this to Peter Jennings of ABC, who broadcast it live at the time, right at the time, to Giuliani. He had spoken to Giuliani, mm-hmm. and Giuliani told him the towers would come down. Nobody said exactly how they knew, and then right in, from the corporate news footage at the time, Jennings can be heard saying it had every appearance of being a controlled implosion. Today in New York City, and the local media picked it up, though they put a, cover-up spin on it. Giuliani was confronted again by some 9/11 truth people, and he walked away. He said he didn't know how the towers came down. All this is on video. He didn't know that the towers were coming down. He denied having knowledge of that when it's clear he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I suspect nobody ever tried to answer the question as to who called him. Who made that phone call to him?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of suspect it was Dick Cheney, but I don't know that
yeah,
for sure.
I think you're absolutely right.
But I don't know. I mean, Cheney was supposedly in the basement of the White House running the whole thing. So,
yeah. Right. Exactly.
In
a moment or so, in the next hour, I'll reveal the report of the plan from Dick Cheney to bomb Iran, and Bush is talking peace, and Cheney's talking hot war behind the scenes. So there's this neocon war that is going on even as we speak, continuing right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, if you want to hang on, you may. If you don't, we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Ira. We'll be right back with hour number two of the program in just a minute from now. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay with me.
It's true.